This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Seven national unions with 4 million members have endorsed Hillary Clinton's candidacy. But the firefighters announced they would hold off, as have AFSCME and the service employees, all politically powerful unions. The reaction of Jeb Bush, former Florida governor and candidate for president in the Republican primary, to the Oregon shooting was, stuff happens. Automakers in Europe are asking for leniency on emissions testing in the face of requirements that testing be done on the road rather than in laboratories. The same problem exists in the U.S. Critics say automakers cannot meet the standards. The U.S. has proposed to bar the ability of tobacco companies to sue or threaten countries that have passed anti-smoking laws, hoping to remove an obstacle for the trade pact, but implicitly admitting that the secret provisions raise many legal issues. A lawsuit has been filed against a private probation company in Tennessee for violating racketeering laws by jailing impoverished people who fail and pay court fines for traffic violations and misdemeanors. Congress has passed a bill extending the definition of small businesses up to 100 employees to protect them from increases in health premiums. Younger millennials between 18 and 24 spend an average of 91 hours per month on smartphones. Over 4 million Latinos have university degrees, and over 1 million have master's or doctoral degrees. Mexico, in a change of policy, is now extraditing a number of drug kingpins in the wake of notorious prison escapes by others. Cities are passing anti-discrimination language in reaction to states that are refusing to do so. Anchorage, Alaska did so recently. Laramie, Wyoming did so after a legislature rejected such language. Fayetteville, Arkansas voters approved such language. Columbus, Indiana did so as well. New, very expensive so-called family car produced by Tesla contains an air filter with a biodefense mode that keeps out viruses, bacteria, and spores, trying to be a leader in apocalyptic defense scenarios. Florida-based law firm representing the controversial anti-gay marriage Kentucky Clerk has been labeled a hate group in the past and regularly misrepresents information, including showing pictures of 10,000 people supposedly praying for Kim Davis, which turned out to be a rally unrelated in Peru a year before. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about actions and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.